discuss the review of ASAP.
We don't have a name tag. We know who you are.
I am, sorry, I'm just reaching out. So we're turning to agenda paper 10, which provides a summary of the input that I received from you and your organisations. And what we wanted to really do was to present you with that summary. And I know I've discussed this paper with most of you, and really to make sure that we had highlighted the key points in your feedback. In paragraph 29, I've listed some questions that I thought it would be good for us just to go through before we move on. So I think in terms of the feedback, the key finding we had was around the agenda materials, the timing of those materials, and that we need to receive them, or you need to receive them, in at least 4 weeks in advance. And we do, I do really try to do that. And I, up until this time, I had kind of not pushed members to apply to that timetable, but I did try and send members a timetable as well. I kind of thought you might be self-policing up until this time. So I will continue to push for that 4 weeks, but it is difficult when we are going towards a board meeting and trying to get the papers linked together. So the disclosure team, for instance, this time, they did presentations so that you got the papers in advance, and then we sent the agenda papers for background information. I don't know whether you found that helpful or not. I'm not sure, based upon some feedback I've had, whether that was helpful. I think there's maybe a question around agenda topics that we can pick up. And there was a point that was raised about you being aware what we've done with the advice that we've received. In the next paper, agenda paper 11, we've put a feedback summary together, and we can go through that in agenda paper 11, whether you think that's useful or not. It was pretty good, because I think the key findings that we got from the questionnaires from yourself very much reflected the key findings that we got from the National Standards Setters questionnaires. So it was good that there was consistency there. I think we did also have discussions with the Advisory Council. So that was I think the discussion with the Advisory Council was very constructive, and they picked up on one or two points, so I've included the summary there. So if we move to the questions, are you happy that before we talk to the trustees about the findings that we've reflected your key points?
Fairly. It was a true and fair presentation.
Faithful representation.
Somebody else?
There's probably one point that I found quite interesting in paragraph 24, they report on what ISB members participating in the sessions are really expecting to get. And we discussed this yesterday evening, and I think we had various ideas around that. Probably a more overall comment, I think, and I've only had the experience of two ASAP meetings so far, but I think this group, this has been an extraordinarily good meeting, I think. The debate sparked off the most when you are in the early stages of standard setting. So when it is around scoping, when everybody could really freely contribute to the process, the closer you get to a due process document, the greater the likelihood that our ideas or our thoughts will clash with decisions that the independent board had already made. And I believe that there might be an expectation gap between what you want us want from us and what we would like you to do or would have done, so to say. Which is why probably the discussion is more pronounced on issues where you're further away from a due process document. That might inform you in terms of standard setting. There is another aspect to that. And if I look into the discussion that we had this morning about insurance accounting, I think if I look at our board, if I look at your board, there's not that many insurance experts. Yet your staff is seeking quite detailed advice from us. And the question is, are we well equipped enough to actually give you that advice? Or would there be probably, and would you be better advised by a specialist group that we draw from our national standard setters in discussing precise or detailed issues?
That's already what happens spontaneously, because we saw some specialists sitting around the table, and that's allowed under our rules.
That is true, but I mean, I obviously know that from Hans, that he is one of these specialists. Yeah. But it doesn't go for all our participants, maybe for budget reason or whatever.
I think it would be very dangerous if we left it completely to the specialists.
I agree with that as well. But
good job Hans is not here.
Yeah, well, from one Hans to the other. But it's probably really what details are you seeking out of ASAF members, I think, is a valid point. And I think you more you drill it down to the detail, I think the more it becomes a specialized discussion and probably something that should be taken sort of off this table, I believe.
Off this.
Deal with your first point, Andreas. I mean, I think it's correct that the closer you get to the standard, the harder it is to generate really vigorous discussion. Should we not come back? Or
well, no. certainly not. If I looked into the discussions that we had,
I think that problem solves itself as we move on with our agenda. You, like what we just discussed, you were there at the very beginning.
True.
And so it's still young, and as we move along with our agenda, your participation at an early stage will be guaranteed.
That is true, but if I just look at this meeting and take, for instance, insurance, where we discussed what I would recall an isolated issue with regard to should we defer or should we not defer IFRS 9, could we please have your ideas? You have made a decision already, but you have said we want to discuss this with you and seek your advice how this would travel from your point of view. On leases, I think there was not really much of a discussion, as I sensed it.
No, it was to get a discussion on the effects analysis. That was the purpose of it.
That is true, but if you consider that the amount of time that was allotted to the slot and how quickly we went through this, I think it's not that we didn't have anything to say, I think, as to the project at large. It's really how much what we see does it make up. What I see, I can't speak for the others, what I sense, it does make sense to actually offer my views on issues where I know that you have already debated this, have decided, and it's a done deal. I think the more difficult issue that I see for me is that we are serving in a dual, what I call a dual capacity. So from your perspective, we are probably foremost a technical advisory body. But the closer we get to the final pronouncements, we also become an ambassador for your statements in our jurisdictions. And I think the more we disagree with some of the technical decisions you have reached, the more difficult, obviously, it is to fulfill our ambassador role. And which is why I think that communication is terribly important. The later they get into the process. If you're in the early stages, I think every idea could flow freely, but the more you get into decision-making mode, I think it is important to communicate both to the standard setters and...
Yeah, but I mean, I think there are national standard setters who, until the end, remain
involved,
disagreed with, for example, on leases.
Yes.
And we would not expect them to go around for what a fantastic would be highly desirable.
I'm surprised.
I don't think that's a realistic thing to certainly not for us to ask.
No. But probably to set the expectations.
Yeah. Yukio.
Thanks, Hans. I have two comments. Firstly, we believe the ASAF meeting should be always held immediately before the ISB board meeting. In particular, when the board plans to make a tentative decision for the significant issues, the timing of the meeting is arguably the most critical factor for the ISB to receive timely input from the ASAF members. Secondly, we think that the ASAF should be more responsible for providing advice to the ISB's agenda priorities. In our view, the agenda consultation is an important opportunity in reaching out to the stakeholders globally to seek their views. Yet in terms of timeliness, there is an inherent constraint of the agenda consultation process because it's designed to be held only once in 3 years. In view of supplementing the agenda consultation process, we think establishing a mechanism to receive timely advice from the ASAF members on the ISB agenda priorities would help the ISB to make sure that the agenda remain appropriate.
As about the timing of the ASAP meetings, we obviously have to juggle a lot of factors.
Yeah, I understand.
Among which IFES meetings, etc., etc. I've also said half jokingly, but not really all that jokingly. That's given the nature of our decision making. After is also before.
Yeah.
always before the next round. So you know, there's especially as we start new projects, ASAP will always have a chance to be involved. Roger.
I agree with the previous comments. I think this has been a very good meeting, and I think I can see that some of the learnings out of this this review have already been embodied in what's happened. So I think that's very helpful. I think it's made an even better meeting than previous meetings. I do empathise with Andreas on, and also that some ISB board members apparently feel that we're only at a fairly surface level. I think when you get into quite detailed topics late on, the ISB board members have had spent a lot of time thinking about these issues, and the average people around this table haven't. And then I do agree with Andreas, so perhaps the thing to do then is to perhaps have an offline group. If you're really looking for, if you didn't want to waste your time and having an hour discussion which isn't going to get you anywhere, why not have some sort of group which could be drawn from bodies that we represent? But perhaps meet offline, and I think that might give you more value. And actually, there's no much fun for us in just talking at the surface of something when clearly you're not getting what you wanted. So that's my thought.
I must say though that this has not been my personal experience.
And I was going to say the same on like the insurance example. I think we got a lot out of that, and we hadn't made the decision about the transition.
I think you did on the insurance today, but I think, for example, on participating contracts, I can't remember when it was a couple of meetings ago. You know, I think basically you're getting into a lot of detail there, and I think that your side knew a lot more about it than we did.
And I think also we have to remember that the bigger projects have their own project consultation groups of specialists, so it's about how, from what you're saying, it's about how we use those groups and interact with ASAP.
Linda.
Thanks. Just, you know, having been here, I think, for all but one of the ASAP meetings, you know, when I look at paragraph 24, I see that description being more applicable to the meetings earlier on, where we'd sort of kind of go around the room and somebody would express a view, and then we might be finished with the discussion. The meeting that I largely observed yesterday and today, I thought was a great meeting. Absolutely great meeting, great back and forth, all kinds of commentary. And so I think it's an evolution. I think the group is learning how to work with each other.
I think I should stay away more often.
So, you know, maybe I should put Rebecca at the table more often. You don't know. So the point is I think the group is growing and the group is getting better, and we need to get used to that. And so I think the one thing that comes to mind, and I think I might be slightly broaching into the next question, is if we can have clarity on the purpose for the agenda discussion. Because sometimes you want a certain kind of advice, and we all need to get better at focusing on what it is you want from us at that point in time. Because I can guarantee you, you're going to start out with an agenda topic, but things are going to happen, Hans, and you're going to really want to focus on certain things in terms of getting input from us. We want to give you that input. So it's about just getting used to that, because it changes. Because everything, you're right, it's before and after.
Any other comments, Clement?
Yep. On comments made previously about paragraph 24, I slightly differ. I see it in the way that in recent meetings, particularly in recent meetings, I see a lot of improvement on the staff preparing the paper, giving out a very clear sort of vision of what they want from the meeting. And I think that really helps in steering the discussion and the group focus onto the right direction that the staff or the board is looking for. So in that respect, I think definitely I agree with what Linda said previously, that is an evolution. And I think we are gradually moving towards the direction that maybe both sides are narrowing the expectation gap.
Okay, so go on.
Okay, so the question, if nobody has...
I'm sorry. It's just a comment that I saw on I believe it's C13 here. There's a general consideration that it was better for the ASAF to focus on global issues instead of jurisdictional ones. I believe that should be cautiously, because I think one of the advantages of this group is to for you guys to have a flavor of the problems happening in other, so you just focus on things that are purely homogeneous. I don't think that you're going to lose most of the...
So just to pick up on Linda's point, what's particularly helpful is even as part of the agenda, if you can actually be really focused on what are the key questions, because I think what we've all found is you get the most benefit if you can actually go out and talk to your constituents, stakeholders, whatever you want to call them, but you actually need to be able to have some idea of what you're actually going to talk to them about. And sometimes the papers are going to be a little bit later, but at least if you've got that focus in the actual agenda itself, then we've got a clear steer of what it is we're trying to do in those pieces.
I think that's a fair comment, because when we originally sent out with the agenda, we just sent out the topics, and then I tried to put in the objective of the meeting, but I think next time round, I'll try to identify the questions rather than the objective. And it may not be all of the questions that are later in the paper, but if I focus on what the input we're going to be asking for, that's probably going to be important. And I do try and send that agenda out a couple of months in advance, so that you can start thinking about the topics and the input before you get the paper, so that the paper kind of just builds on that agenda. That's my aim. Clearly I've got a little bit more to do to get there from what's been said. And I think maybe I should just, because a number of people have picked up what I said in paragraph 24, so maybe just before we move on, I should just explain kind of what I meant when I wrote that, because I think what the ISB members were looking for were what we have seen over the last 2 days, that useful interaction where we've been able to go backwards and forwards. So I don't think this was any criticism. I think it was about, I think they were saying the same things as yourselves, as they wanted that level of interaction. So hopefully I'll get similar feedback that they found the last 2 days very useful. Okay, so then the next question that I had in paragraph 29 was about the agenda topics. And I know some of you in your questionnaires raised questions and had input on the agenda topics. I know we've briefly discussed this. So if I kind of summarise what I heard in the questionnaires, which was some people were saying, well, we should discuss the research projects more because we can give more useful input. Some people were saying, well, we need to discuss the current agenda topics. Other people were saying, we'd quite like to look at IFRIC issues. And some people said, actually, we should widen the terms of reference of ASAF and include jurisdictional issues. And I kind of wanted us to have a discussion around that point as so that we could perhaps move a bit closer together. Maybe
just
not
throw
then.
Open.
Well, it was sort of, yeah. That was my problem, that it was so open. I mean,
I don't we do a little bit of all of the above? I mean, I would find it very hard to focus on one at the expense of another. I mean, can we focus more on research and then forget about the current agenda?
And I think we also have to recognise with the IFRIC issues that they have the interpretations committee, so we don't want to repeat the work of another committee.
So I think we have to deal with it a bit eclectically as it comes up.
I think if you go back to the point, I forget who made it, but if these meetings are actually before the board meetings and the topics are actually leading into the board meetings, I think that's actually going to be helpful, because then we don't feel like we're actually contributing to a decision that's already been made. So you're actually feeling like you're part of the process. And I think that would help a tremendous amount. And I think you're more likely to get the sort of debate that we've had. Whereas if we know you've already made the decision, I think as Andreas said, it's, well, what's the point of actually really saying anything extra at that time?
So the current meeting, was it after or before the board meeting?
Well, I think
he doesn't know
which board
meetings.
Board meetings happen quarterly. The board meeting happens monthly, and the ASAF meetings are quarterly. So I think what Hans said about it's both before and after is important. But clearly, I try and work with the staff so that they can build the evidence to take into the board meeting, but it's just not always possible.
No, and
you know,
because
of the timing and things.
That's what you're working to.
I think that's the ultimate point. And I do agree with those that have said this meeting's been better, and I agree that Michelle's done a good job of articulating at least our comments, and I've talked offline to others. I think what you've done here has been done very well. I think the point is that I think the debate at ASAP and with the board members is better when the ISB is not concluded. Because we meet quarterly and you meet monthly, there may be situations where you may want to bring multiple topics to us that you haven't reached, but you might not want to bring every project to us. And so if you think about what the objective of ASAP and what Andrea says is technical advice, conceptual experience, jurisdictional input, and an ambassador, some of the IFRIC issues, I suppose, would not rise to that level. Some of your major projects may not rise to that level, but some will. And so I think you'd want to think holistically, which ones do you want and need ASAP input, and which ones do you not? You probably have project plans that go out 9, 10, 12 months of your projects, and so you could talk to us and we could have a better input on all of the decisions for the project, and that way we can give you input before you've made decisions. I think once the board's made decisions, it's probably a higher burden if we disagree, and it's also inefficient for you to come to us and then go back and.
So I guess we have to try to predict better when we make the big decisions.
Yeah, and it's. Being on their side and having our advisory committees is what we try to do, and it's very difficult. And even when you strive to achieve that, you won't be able to achieve it 100%. We haven't. But.
Roger?
Well, we've had a fairly eclectic group of topics at this meeting, all the way all backwards from transition advice, all the way back to fairly fundamental thinking. So I don't think one can actually focus it on any particular area. I do think, though, a very helpful part of the meeting is papers from members of ASAP outside the ISB, because that tends to be out-of-the-box thinking.
Yeah.
And so if you just come to us with advice on your projects, you've already closed the agenda down. So I think we should just encourage. And I think we should almost have a surplus of people wanting to present papers rather than the other way around, because it is a way of bringing different thinking into the room. And sometimes people might think that's great, and sometimes they might not, but it's a good process.
Linda?
Just a relatively simplistic comment that, you know, people have said, we want to know what you've done with, you know, what we've talked to you about. So some topics are going to be about you telling us stuff. Other topics lend themselves to us getting information for you. And to the extent that we can divide things up that way and say, you know, because in Canada, the strength of our system is based on our advisory groups. And so we will want time to go to those advisory groups and say, okay, we're going to go to ASAP, and they've asked us to find out about this. So if we can divide the topics up in a way that says we're going to talk to you, or we need input from you, and then give us the lead time to give you that input, because for sure your board schedules are going to change, and you're going to have to make decisions, and everything's going to be fluid. So what you set out for this agenda may not be what actually ends up on this agenda. We understand that, but to the extent you can give us that, it's helpful.
So are there any other questions that we did not cover? No? That brings us to the end of this topic. What do we have left? Project update?
Yeah, we just have the project update, which is agenda paper 11. So this is the paper that you're probably getting used to now, where I just run through in appendix the projects and where we are and when we anticipate we'll bring them to the ASAP for consideration. And then I, in the next appendix B, lay out the agenda topics. And this time in appendix C, we've provided a summary of what we did with the feedback we've received at previous meetings. So I guess if we just go through the appendix, that's probably going to be the easiest way. So I wonder, do you have any comments or questions on appendix A? Andreas does.
Andreas.
Yeah, thank you. I had three issues where I would have landed in a slightly different camp as to what's following up. The first one is insurance contracts, given today's debate. I think it would be useful to at least keep it on the watch list and not park it, because I think the closer you come to finalization, the more we will be approached by our constituents as well. So I think there needs to be that sort of dialogue being kept. In terms of measuring quoted instruments at fair value, I understand that you got a bit of pushback on that project. So you want to seek perhaps advice from us as to which way you might go. Because that's sort of sitting at the crossroads. That was our proposal. This was the feedback. So what can we do now? And a similar thing probably with dynamic risk management, macro hedging. So you set out a proposal, you get pushback. You need probably further ideas, new thinking, and that's something where I believe this group could be beneficial.
Any other comments?
Andreas, I got quite a lot of pushback in the questionnaire about bringing things to ASAP that were for information only, and I think the insurance sessions and the leases sessions have sometimes been quite short, and therefore the agenda has been shorter, which quarter past three on Friday afternoon is probably not a bad thing. But I'm wondering whether we just identify that those are information sessions and that we make them quite short, so half an hour sessions, rather than trying to build in a debate that maybe you don't
sure.
want to have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
there's
that
information coming out of
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that brings us to the end of this month, this quarter ASAP meeting. Thank you very much, and see you in 3 months' time, and most of you many times before that.
Thank you very much.